You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We're dead excited for today's show. So let's start our journey.
You're going on a journey. A journey through memory. All you have to do is follow my voice.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, August 20th through Sunday, August 22nd. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The expected star of the upcoming Captain America 4 is expectedly returning. EW has learned that Anthony Mackie is flying into the new sequel. And given what happened during the events of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, this is pretty much where roads seem to be leading. The show, which debuted on Disney Plus in March, saw Mackie's Sam Wilson go from Falcon to taking up Steve Rogers' vibranium shield and becoming the next Captain America. Captain America 4, by the way, is an unofficial title. Great news, Never Have I Ever fans. Looks like we're going to find out what becomes of Davey and Paxton after all, because Netflix has renewed the hit comedy for a third season. But it's not all good news everywhere. Peacock has canceled its Punky Brewster revival series after one season. Paramount Network has announced that season 4 of Yellowstone will debut November 7th. So finally, Stoneheads, is that what the fans are called? We'll know who died in that season 3 finale cliffhanger. Paramount's streaming service, Paramount Plus, hopes the enthusiasm for Yellowstone will help launch two other shows from creator Taylor Sheridan, Mayor of Kingstown, starring Jeremy Renner, bows November 14th, and a Yellowstone prequel called 1883, starring Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Sam Elliott, premieres December 19th. Paging Dr. Sandy Cohen, EW has confirmed that Peter Gallagher is joining Grey's Anatomy in season 18. The OC alum will play Dr. Alan Hamilton, who knew Ellis Gray back in the day and meets Meredith in the season premiere. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number five.
Now, let's tell you the truth about this weekend's top five picks, starting with number five. Truth be told, the Apple drama series is back with a new case and new characters as Octavia Spencer's true crime podcaster Poppy Parnell dives into another mystery. This time it involves her childhood friend, media mogul Micah Keith, played by Kate Hudson, whose husband has been murdered. Poppy tries to help get to the bottom of things by pursuing justice through her popular podcast, but there may be more Micah is hiding, and their friendship just might be put to the ultimate test. Here's a preview.
Micah, gonna do the podcast, force the police to look deeper into the case. I won't only find out what you want me to know.
Air it all.
This season, we will present the information ignored by the media and the police.
We know what our friends want us to know about their marriages.
Is Micah lying to me?
About Poppy. Her marriage? She's coming loose at the seams.
Do you trust her?
If you don't work with Poppy, she'll work against you.
She lied. Tried to gaslight me.
How does that make you feel?
Like burning it down.
Who knew a podcast could be a vehicle for so much drama? Certainly not us. You can stream the first episode of Truth Be Told Season 2 on Apple TV Plus now. Now, let me try to remember, what's our number four pick? Oh yes, it's the new movie Reminiscence. This kinetic sci-fi thriller hails from writer-director Lisa Joy, co-creator of Westworld, and stars Hugh Jackman as a war vet who helps people access lost memories. When his new client May, played by Mission Impossible's Rebecca Ferguson, goes missing, he becomes obsessed with the mystery of what happened to her. Here's a bit of the trailer.
When the waters began to rise and war broke out, nostalgia became a way of life. There wasn't a lot to look forward to. So people began looking back. Nothing is more addictive than the past.
No, put me back.
I understand.
She's moved on, and you should too.
People don't just vanish.
To find where she'd gone, I had to know where she'd been.
So to reveal much more would spoil the fun, but viewers can expect a mix of mind-bending sci-fi, noir, action, and romance to boot. And we can also reveal there is a wild sequence involving eels. EW's Lauren Huff recently spoke to Jackman and Joy about that.
Do you remember those eels?
Those eels.
Eels?
Oh, my God.
That was all in that first week of filming. It was a tough start.
First week, eels. So some eels make an appearance in this film. Some
on
terrifying eels. Well, yes, but so before the eel scene, right, we got the animal expert, and I was like, okay, we need eels, and this is a intense scene with eels. And the guy was like, I got your eels, but you got to put, like, a heavy metal grate on the tank because the eels are so powerful that they will bust off the lid and, like, come out and, like, bite your face.
Oh, no.
Horror story about what the eels were going to do, right? So we bring the eels in, and there's, like, this hallowed silence that falls as we prepare to take off the lid and see these crazy, menacing eels work. So we take off the lid, and what happens is absolutely nothing. All the eels are on the bottom of the tank, sleeping. And they try to wake them up, they stir them up, they put food in there, they're like, you know, the animal wrangler was doing all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, I thought these eels were like killer crazy eels. We have like a whole safety protocol with them. And he's like, yeah, but they're nocturnal, so they sleep during the day.
I got that.
Yeah. So the eels were fired. They were not camera ready at all.
Maybe they should have called it Reminiscence? Don't forget, you can stream the movie on HBO Max right now.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Early in his career, Reminiscent star Hugh Jackman played what Disney character in a local stage production in Melbourne, Australia? Was it the Beast, Gaston, or Tarzan? Stick around for the answer. Now, take a seat for this weekend's number three pick, The Chair. Sandra Oh stars in this Netflix comedy as Dr. Jiyoon Kim, a professor at the prestigious Pembroke University, who becomes the first woman to chair the school's English department. Jiyoon soon finds herself facing a unique set of challenges, including a popular professor mired in controversy, a dean obsessed with the bottom line, and a disgruntled student body who feel the university is behind the times. Oh, and she's also juggling a 7-year-old daughter and a potential romance with that controversial professor. Not always easy being the boss. Here's a preview.
Oh, there she is.
Our first lady chair.
Woman, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We're in dire crisis.
I wouldn't be surprised if the president asked for Bill's resignation.
Can he stay for dinner?
No.
No wonder nobody wanted to marry you.
Are you too involved?
My defending Professor Dobson has nothing to do with my feelings for him, which are entirely platonic and professional.
Everybody knows she's in love with him. Do you wear makeup?
What? No.
It's pretty.
Don't you ever think about it?
Professor Dobson? I just like him. He's smart and hot.
Don't take your jacket off.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just gonna say it. Get your shit together.
I like when you act like you're my boss.
I am your boss.
This will be a great way, I gotta say, to get your Sandra Oh fix until Killing Eve finally returns. You can stream all 6 episodes of The Chair on Netflix now. Before we take a quick break, we have a viewing recommendation from Arrow star Carly Pope, who also stars in the new horror film Demonic on VOD and digital now. I recently spoke to Pope, and of course, I had to ask her, what you watching?
So I've just started watching Reservation Dogs on FX for Hulu, and I'm only on episode two. I've only seen the first episode, and I am so all the way into this show. It is like the perfect blend of dark comedy with some really profound moments speckled in. The central premise of these young hustlers that are sort of out for themselves to get theirs for individual pursuits that transitions into a hustle on behalf of their community and their environment is just so the right message to be getting out there right now. And beyond that, it's like about time that we see Native American stories on screen that are written by Indigenous and Native American and First Nations and Aboriginal voices, and the entire cast is phenomenal. It's touching and hilarious in equal measure. And I just want to thank Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi for making this show, because I'm so excited about this series and I can't wait to see where it goes. And Catfish is life.
You may recall Reservation Dogs was one of our top picks a few weeks ago. It's a really great show, folks. You can catch new episodes Mondays on FX on Hulu and catch up with the show's first three episodes streaming now. Don't go anywhere. Our top two picks and soundbite of the week are coming up next. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. In case you haven't heard, Marvel's Eternals is coming up fast. EW debuted our digital cover story on the movie this week, and Marvel also dropped a new trailer, which features Richard Madden's Icarus getting a seat at the table and smashing that table. His host's reaction is our soundbite of the week.
I bet you've built the perfect safe house. What's this even made of? Vibranium?
Fall collection. IKEA.
That's Brian Tyree Henry as Fastos, who's rumored to be the first openly gay superhero in the MCU. You can learn more about all of Eternals' new heroes and what's in store for them over at EW.com. Now let's get back to this weekend's picks with number two, the 2021 Stand Up to Cancer special. The charity is presenting its seventh biennial TV special to raise funds and awareness for cancer research and treatment, with a star-studded live TV event airing across networks and platforms. Hosted by Anthony Anderson, Sofia Vergara, and Ken Jeong, and his wife Tran Ho, the special will feature firsthand stories from cancer patients and survivors, musical performances by Brittany Howard, Common, and Stevie Wonder, and a dance challenge by cancer patient and TikTok star Orly Halpern. Here's a preview.
We hold this truth to be self-evident.
That we humans are capable of doing extraordinary things.
Impossible things.
Our journey has left footprints on the moon.
And ripples at the bottom of the ocean.
We're at our best when we stand together.
That's when we make the impossible
possible.
That's what Stand Up to Cancer has done.
That's what you've done.
Because you stood up with us.
We cannot rest until we break cancer's brutal grip.
Because of you,
there are more cancer survivors every day.
Because of you, survivors are out there enjoying life.
Because of you, we're making the impossible
possible.
Tune in and donate if you can. The telecast begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on Saturday on all four broadcast networks and several others. Check your local listings for more info. And now it's the beginning of the end, kinda, for our number one pick, The Walking Dead. The AMC series is kicking off its final season this weekend, but there is a long way to go before we say goodbye. The supersized season will consist of 24 episodes broken up into three batches, with the first block of eight episodes premiering Sunday. They'll divide the focus between two locations, with our main group, including Maggie and the now free man who murdered her husband Negan, back at a struggling Alexandria. Then there's Eugene leading the trip to the Commonwealth, a community that currently has our heroes locked up and seeking information on who they are and where they come from. Here's a preview.
If we live, we live for them.
We gotta get through this together.
If we die for them.
No! No! I don't leave anybody behind. Not ever.
Do you want to talk about it? We need to start thinking about other options.
Alexandria needs us.
It's everything we have. So, you're leaving to fight ghosts.
This is a path you don't want to go down.
I've done worse.
Gotta say, this seems intense even by zombie apocalypse standards. In Sunday season premiere, as Alexandria starts to run low on food, Maggie proposes a new plan, potentially a suicide mission. Here's actress Lauren Cohen on what else is in store for her character this season.
It's like a soldier that, with this PTSD, there's no time to process things because you've come home to what you hope is a sanctuary and it's not safe. Like, there's just a lot of work needed. So it's a bit really been about making the best decision you can with the information that you have. And as the season progresses, it gets so much worse before it gets better. It's like, I have this great idea. I can't promise it's going to work out, but do you want to come with me? And it's a terrible idea. Don't say it's a terrible idea, but, and it's just like, it's so bad. It's so much worse before it's better.
Ooh, sounds like a lot to look forward to. The final season of The Walking Dead begins Sunday at 9 p.m. on AMC. And finally this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. Early in his career, Hugh Jackman played what Disney character in a local stage production in Melbourne? The Beast, Gaston, or Tarzan? Here's a hint. To prepare for the role, he ate 4 dozen eggs every morning to help him get large. Yep, the answer is Gaston. And yet, no one thought to give him a call for the live-action remake. That's our show for this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.